Son? Okay. Very good. Today is Daf Ayin Vav. I know I did say earlier in the week that Rabbi Rosner would be here this morning, but it wasn't going to happen. He apologizes. He said Amir Tzashem tomorrow. Today's a great Daf, actually. Especially on the days when we started in Mishnah. Today's Shir is sponsored by Beryl and Cherry Daskal, Il Nishmas Meir Ben Yehoshua. Let's go back to the Toshma on Amud Beis and start that again. Rabbi Eliezer had a Kal V'chomer. If a man can matir his wife's neder after she makes it, so surely he can matir her neder before she makes it. And he says, if there any neder you're going to make, it's being made for right the second. Surely Kal V'chomer, that's going to work. And the Chachamim say, no way. Why no way? They don't argue with the logic, which is the Gemara is going to say that in black and white today. They argue, they have a pasuk that supersedes that logic. Ishi came in and Vishi Ferreira. That has to be the same way. Since you can't be making a nether for the future, you can't be made for a nether for the future. But the Kal V'chomer, the logic still stands. The question we had was, when a man says that, I'm going on a trip, so any nether you make while I'm away is mafer. The question was, if she makes a nether, and it is mafer, does the nether get off the ground and then is immediately mafer? Or does it not even get off the ground? What's the difference? The difference we said was, what if the neighbor says, me too? She makes a nether, I'm never cooking for my husband again. Yeah, me too! Now that nether is mafer. Immediately, the question is, does it even get off the ground? If it doesn't even get off the ground, then the neighbor said, me too, to nothing. Right.
No, that's
exactly the chiddush. The chiddush is even though it's a davar shelo bala olam, and she didn't say anything yet, when she says it, it's nothing. It's mefer. The question is, did it exist for 1 second so the neighbor could latch on or not? That's only an afkamina.
It had to, because otherwise you would say that she didn't have the preference to give that to make that
nether. That's how far he takes it. That's how far he takes it. So the rabbanon say back. We have a raya. We have a raya that maybe we're trying to bring a raya one way. What's the raya? Toshma, we're on Ayin Hamer Beis again. Umru lo l'Rebbe Eliezer. They said, who's they? The people that argue on him and don't hold to this Kal V'chomer. Said to Rebbe Eliezer, Uma mikvah, just like a mikvah. Shemal es hatmein mitumasan, takes a person out of his tumah. A guy's tummy goes to the mikvah now, he's not tummy anymore. A mikveh has the power to do that. However, ein matzal al tahor milatameh, it doesn't prevent you from becoming tameh in the first place. In other words, if you're inside a mikveh and you touch a sheretz, you will become tameh. I am in a mikveh. It doesn't make a difference that you're in a mikveh. You will become tameh. So a mikveh can make you from tameh to tahor, but it can't prevent you from becoming tameh. Can't save you. Right? We're saying the case again. Adam, so a person, she'ein ma'alas hatumeh mitumasan. A person's different. If a person swallows a tumeh item, a tumeh ring, and then he goes into the mikvah, and he comes out, that ring is still tumeh. That's the halach, it's still tumeh. So a mikvah, a person cannot be mitahir that ring, eino dinhu, certainly shouldn't it be the case, shelo yatzal al tahor milatameh. Shouldn't it be the case that a person can't save a ring from becoming tummy in the first place? Meaning, let's say a guy's not tummy and the ring's not tummy, and he swallows the ring. Now he walks into a room with a mace, he goes to the cemetery, he becomes tummy. The halacha is, the ring is still tahar, because it's a hidden tumma, a hidden item. It should be that according to this Kal V'chomer, the ring should become tummy. The point is, say, the point is, they're saying to Rabbi Eliezer, you can't compare always, something that didn't happen, saving, yes, no, before she makes the neder, after she, you can't compare. You can't compare. Everything has to stand on its own two legs. Because according to your logic, it should be that if a man walks into a cemetery with something in it, that thing should become tamei, according to your logic. But it doesn't. What's the point? The point is that not everything is, you can't compare apples and oranges. Can't. That's the point. But Shema Mina, we see from the fact that they asked this question to them and presented this argument, Shema Mina, the only way this can even work is if, Lo Chaylin, is if it doesn't even get off the ground, because if the nether gets off the ground, what are they saying? We're comparing. You want to compare Adam and Mikvah and Hafara, so it only makes sense if there's never a chalos at all. However, aim a seifa. Look at the seifa of that brisa, that tosefta, which is even going to be more difficult than yesterday. Amru lo Rabbi Eliezer. They say to Eliezer another thing. If you're right, that if a kal v'chomer as follows, if a woman makes a neder, I can be made for it now. So surely I can be made for it before she utters it. Right? If you say that kal v'chomer, I'll tell you another thing you can say, which is also not the halacha. If you take a kli and stick it in the mikvah to make it from tamei to tahar, to be matar a kli, yadbilu kli l'chesha yitamei litahar, shouldn't I be able to also I'll take a kli, I'll stick it in the mikvah, and then if it ever becomes tamei, it won't become tamei. Why? Because I stuck it in the mikvah. That's also, according to you, Rabbi Eliezer, if you hold that, you should hold this. Nobody holds this. It's absurd. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, he's a Lushan. I mean, this whole comparison is so difficult. Rav David Pavarsky says, the whole comparison is so difficult. We'll explain why in one second. Obviously, Rabbi Eliezer, you don't agree with that. You don't agree that you could pre-tovel a kli, so that when it becomes tummy, the tumma won't be there. You obviously don't agree with that. Meaning, every case has to stand on its own two legs. And just because you can't do that by tumma, maybe you can't do it by hafara either. And by the way, the chacham agree with this kal v'chomer anyway. They're just trying to say you can't compare it to others, and maybe the logic is a little weak. Shmami not. But the only way that question even gets off the ground is if chaylin. Is if the neder actually does have a chalos for a second. Just like the kli is going to become tamei for a second, and then we're going to say the tumah goes away. So obviously, they're attacking Rabbi Eliezer with both sides. Wait a minute, so which one is it? Is it that it's chal, the neder the wife makes, or is it not chal? Right?
How is this any different than saying that any, you juxtapose it around when the guy's going away.
Right.
So why don't you just say, any
nether
my wife ever makes...
Ein hachanami. The Rambam says ein hachanami. Any nether she makes. Right, ein hachanami. So, Rav David Pavarsky says, wait a minute. How do you even, like we said yesterday, someone sent me an email, what's the comparison between mikveh and tumah? Between mikveh and hafara. So I said it on yesterday, it's not even apples and oranges. It's like apples and folding chairs. It's not even the same, you're not even dealing in the same realm. Here, Rav David Pavarsky, it's even more of a stretch because tumah, it's about a metzias. Is this kli tohar or not? Hafar is about a chalos. How could you even dream that you could pre-tovel a kli? Rav Shlomo Zalman says, this is the following: If I fell down in the mud and I got all dirty, so I will go take a shower and now I'll become clean. So isn't that a kal v'chomer that it will help me not make me dirty in the future? It's not a kal v'chomer. What on earth is going on here? They don't even really answer it. The Gemara just assumes that this is a fair world of comparison. Shlomo Zalman's good question. Sure, they I didn't see the answer. I didn't understand. If it was an answer, I didn't understand it, but. But I didn't think it was an answer. I think it was just a keeper. He was explaining his question. You have to find some kind of reason why, even though one's a chalos and one's a metzias, they could still be connected. So first of all, they ask Rabbi Eliezer, they disagree with Eliezer from both ends, whether it's a chayel or not chayel, and we still haven't resolved the answer. So one second. So the question is, the whole discussion is within Rabbi Eliezer, and we still don't have a resolution what he holds. Is the neder of the wife chal or not, even for one second? But they're attacking him from both ends. So what's going on? So the Gemara says, no, Amir Rabbanan, lo kaim b'lahon b'tayim ad Rabbi Eliezer. They weren't sure what Rabbi Eliezer held. And they told him, hachika amrile, my svirulach. What do you hold? Do you hold that the neder is chal for a second or not? Is svirulach t'chaylin, ubatlin, if it's chal for 1 second and then it goes away, t'havi kli t'yuftach. Then the case of kli should be a kasha on you. Because then it should be that should be able to pre-tovel kalim. I mean, you know you can't do that. That's a kash on you. The elos v'irulach the chaylin, and if you hold it, doesn't become chal ever, then to have a mikvah to yuftach. Then the mikvah should be a kash on you. Meaning, it should be that if a man swallows a item, becomes tameh, that item should also become tameh. If a man doesn't save the item when he goes to the mikvah, right? No, I'm sorry. If the man can't be matar the item, then it shouldn't save the item. And we know that's not the halacha. So Rabbi Eliezer, either way, you have problems. Toshma. Now we're going to try to bring a raya to Rabbi Eliezer again. And this is actually going to work. Amar lahem Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says to the chachamim the following kal v'chomer. Umaz raya. Just like seeds. Tameyin are tameh. Right, a seed can become tameh. Kivon shezaron bekarka. However, the halacha is, once you plant it in the ground, and then it regrows, the tumah magically goes away, right? Kivon shezaron bekarka, tahorin. Now that produces fruit, that's all tahar. The seeds in the ground are tameh. Doesn't make a difference. Zeroin hakam, why is that true? Mostly it's a pot, they will end up sukkim. So, tahorin, so zruin, v'omdim, lo kolshkein. So if they're always standing, in other words, they didn't cut them off yet, they're attached to the ground, isn't it a kal v'chomer that anything that touches those standing items, those items not yet attached, cannot become tameh? It's a good kal v'chomer, no? If it's tameh, and I plant it, and that removes the tumah. So certainly, if I never cut it off, it should also remove the tumah. Right? That only works. That can only work. Shma mina lo chaylin. That can only work if there was no chalos at all. In other words, the seeds never became tameh. Right? And since they never became tameh, the Ran explains, if they became tameh, how are you going to undo that tumah? How's that tumah ever going to get undone? There's a tree out there. What are you going to do with that tree? Never became tameh. And what do you see? That by the case of Hafara, when she makes that neder, it never had a chalos. And therefore, when the neighbor says, me too, she's saying nothing. Okay? Now, there's a lot to say over here, but we have a lot more on our base, and it's actually much more understandable. So we'll do that. Right. So kal v'chomer that if it was never detached, it certainly can't become tameh.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. The only way that could be true, that if it's never detached, it certainly can't become tameh. Yeah. And the Ran says because if it did become tameh, there'd be no way to undo that tumah. How are we undoing that tumah? What? No, maybe it could be that if a dead body touches a tree, the tree could become tameh. We don't hold on like that. Right, this is the Surah. This is the Makar. This is the Makar for that. We all know that rule. Things that, how do we know that? It's right here. It's a Kal v'chomer. This is tucked away in these difficult dafs in the end of the Dorim. But this is the rule. Yeah?
Basically, something that preventative action is harder to achieve.
Exactly. It's exactly the point. The preventative action is harder to achieve than a purification action. Exactly. It's exactly the point. The only way that could be true is if there's no chalos at all. Back to Hafara, there's no chalos. Now you look puzzled. Okay. Okay? No? No good? Okay. Next. Now, even though the Rabbanan just knocked at Kal v'chomer, as we said all along, they really hold from the logic. The Rabbanan lo darshi Kal v'chomer. The Rabbanan don't darshan that Kal v'chomer. They certainly do. Why didn't we just bring... We're going to bring now a new source that there are but a hole from that kal v'chomer. What was wrong with the seeds? So some say, well, maybe that's only because there's psukim that back it up, all the sugyas, but here we have a black and white kal v'chomer, which there are but no one argues in this kal v'chomer. V'atanya, yachal yimkar adam es bido kishu naira, I would think that a man, we know, that a man could sell his daughter as an amma, or be as an amma. He could sell her as an amma until she's a naira. Once she's a naira, she's too old. I would think who made up that rule? Why can't he sell her when she's over when she's already a naira? I'm out the kavach. I have a kavachomer that you can't do that. Mechura kvar yotza. If you sold her and she turned 12, she can. She leaves, right? 12 naira, 12 and a half is the date that she goes out, because now she's considered no longer a naira. So eino mechura, eino din shelo timkar. So if she's not that, if she has not been sold, isn't it a kal v'chomer that she can't be sold? Right? Isn't that a kal v'chomer? That is a kal v'chomer. Nobody argues on that kal v'chomer. So the chachamim really agree with the kal v'chomer logically. What's the problem with it? So the Gemara says, in, yes, no problem. Ba'alma darshi kal v'chomer. Really, they do. But v'shayni hach, here it's different. Amar kra, they have a pasuk, like we said before. Ishi kemen of ishi feirenu. A man, the husband can be Mekayim, and the husband can be Mefer. Escher balach lal haba, hahaka, balach al hafer. Whatever can be Mekim, can be Mefer. Escher lo balach al hakam, lo balach al hafer. What can't be Mekim, can't be Mefer. Since that kal v'chomer cannot work to be Mekim Nadar that didn't happen yet, it certainly is true that you cannot be Mefer Nadar that didn't happen yet. It's a pasuk. What about the kal v'chomer? Nobody touches that logic. Yes, now, where does this come halacha l'maisa? You need a Moshe Feinstein for this. Ready for this? Let's say, Rahman al-Islam, it shouldn't happen to people, but it sometimes does. Someone loses a parent on a Friday, and there's no burial yet. Now, if it's during the week, this question doesn't get off the ground because someone who's waiting to bury their parent does not go to shul. There's no davening. But what if it's a Shabbos? Do you say Kaddish? There's no kfur yet. Do you say Kaddish? You're an Onin. So during the week, an Onin doesn't daven. You don't daven. There's no mitzvahs. No mitzvahs to say. What about on Shabbos? Do you say Kaddish? The Taz says, yes. Why? Because the Taz says, Kaddish has nothing to do with Avelas. Nothing to do with it. They're unrelated factors. Unrelated. The Shach argues, it's a schus for the Nefesh. The Shach argues, and the Shach says, no. The only reason why you say Kaddish is to save the neshama from Gehenna. And there hasn't been a din yet. Not Shaykh. That's what it's saying Kaddish for. Right? By the way, the Nitik Avril, I saw, he does bring down some people. I don't know if he practiced. I never saw this. Even during the week, they go to shul to say Kaddish. He says maybe that's only if you're in the neshama for someone else. But as a general rule, I don't think anyone does that during the week. But on Shabbos, what do you do? So it's a machlok, it's a taz in the shach. Taz says, yeah, you go. And the shach says, you don't do it. Why? Because the whole reason why you do it is to save the neshama. And that doesn't get off the ground yet because no kvur yet. Don't do it. Says Rav Moshe, our Gemara proves that who's right? That the taz is right. Our Gemara proves that the taz is right and you should say Kaddish. Why? It's in Simon, it's in Yoredeichel Gimel, Simon Kuf Samech, Sniff Gimel. L'inyin Shabbos Shekodim HaKvura. Shataz B'Simon Shin Ayin Vav Sif Kotin Dal. B'Sofo Kotsav Diyomer Kaddish. You should say Kaddish. De'ein Abiris Kaddish. Tolib Avelus. Kaddish has nothing to do with Avelus. V'ashach B'Nakudis HaKetzav Kotsav De'kiv D'tama Kaddish Hu She'podes Ovav Migehenim. Since the whole reason is to save him from Gehenim, Im Kain calls Man Shalom Nitbar. As long as there was no Kavura, Ein Bo Din Gehenim. Kimeduma She'kein Noagin. De'hayinu She'ein Omrim. V'chein Kotsav B'Avodas HaGershuni She'ein Omrim. Ulanias Daiti Lo Kosha Klal Taz. No problem at all saying Kaddish. Why? The Gam Hu Mo De'she'ein Din Gehenim Kodim HaKavura. El Taimo Shel Taz Hu She'HaKaddish Omer HaBen Af Kodim HaKavura. Mo'il lahameis shelo yaduna lo klal certainly helps. Kaddish before kavur certainly helps. To havada mitzvahs she'osa haben af kodim shemachnisim to avav din. Certainly mitzvahs you do before the kavur, but they're not going to help the father. Now there's no help at all. Mo'olin lo shelo yaduna o she'ikilu b'dino. Isn't it certainly true that any mitzvah you do now is going to help? Who kal v'chomer who? To kal v'chomer. if it helped after the din to pull him out. Kol shkein sheyoel shelo yaduna lo klal. Certainly it'll help beforehand. Kimefurish kal v'chomer zeh. Naira shelo timacher. Can a naira be sold? Umasik bin adar daf ayin vavam ad beiz. The kuliyam adar she kal v'chomer. Everyone holds him as kal v'chomer. If the daughter goes out when she's 12, so certainly she can't be sold when she's 12. If Kaddish helps after the kvura, after the judgment, so certainly it helps before the judgment.
You can go back to the previous kal v'chomer and say you have to make...
But that's a different kal v'chomer. That we said is not a kal v'chomer. They didn't have to agree with that kal v'chomer by tefillah. They didn't agree with that one by tefillah's kalim. That's not a kal v'chomer. That's what Shlomo Zalman's kasha. This is a kal v'chomer. Right? What were you saying? What?
Before Misa, how far back do you bring the vessel?
No, so for whatever reason, we don't take Kaddish for people that are alive.
The mitzvah you did for the last 10 years is not going to do any benefit. It's not going to do any more benefit than...
So it helps. So the mitzvah you did... Yeah, exactly. It's exactly the point.
Then Onan should be going to...
Okay, so the reason why Onan doesn't do mitzvot is because he's asuk. He's asuk.
In this day and age, he's not asuk.
So that's what Nitzik Avril says. It's not asuk today. Maybe we could say Kaddish. So Kaddish is a different thing, because right. During the Shana, you say Kaddish. You don't do other things. You can.
It's not looked at as a mitzvah, but as an Indian.
Right.
So it's all the Kuvah for an Aveira they didn't do yet?
I don't know.
I mean, based on the Kal V'chomer, it should work. Right. If it doesn't work for Tfilah,
no,
but it doesn't work out.
To undo.
Then Ramosha goes... Ramosha goes a step further. Ramosha says, even the Shach agrees with that. Any zechus you do now is a something for your father. In a chenami, but Kaddish maybe is more.
So no one would say you can't give tzedakah.
Right.
I mean after.
No, but other mitzvahs I say you can't do.
Correct.
Right. Even if it's Shabbos.
That's just because you're.
Even if it's Shabbos, you can't be Mavis Zedra. Even if it's Shabbos, because it's a din in Bitsina and there's no. So Ramosha takes it a step further. Ramosha says even the Shach agrees with this. Even the Shach agrees. How could you disagree with this? How could you argue on this? Even though some people, the Nitzik Avril, argue. And they say, absolutely not, there's no Kaddish. But Ramosha takes it for granted. Even the Shach agrees. What does Shach mean? The Shach meant there's no Chiyuv. There's no Chiyuv. You don't have to kill yourself. And the Ramosha says, what the Shach meant was, sometimes you have in shul, especially in the olden days, like only one person would say Kaddish. And he would be Yotze everyone else who was a Kaddish sayer. So Ramosha says, you can't be that one. You don't have Kedima over the others. That's all the Shach meant to say. You don't have Kedima over the others. But to say it, to help you, no question about it. So, if we're talking about comparisons from left field, Ramosha is pretty good. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Hafaras Nedarim kol hayom. Hafaras Nedarim can be made for the whole day. You have the whole day to make for that nether. This Mishnah assumes that what does that mean? The day you heard it. So at Shkia, it's over. We're going to have in the Gemara a Tanaim who hold it's 24 hours. But they hold it is that day. Why that day? Why? So the Ron says, the Torah says, the Xeris HaKasav. The Torah says you have that day. Sometimes the Rambam maybe gives a little bit of a reason. What the Rambam says is as follows. He says in Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Tezayin, he says, Nadra, the wife makes the neder, Vishahas Kama Yamin. And a few days go by, the achar kach shama ha'avo habal. Then they hear about it. They didn't hear about it for a week. Now they heard about it. So the halacha is they have till that day, because it's the day that they heard. But the rabbi says something very fascinating. He says harei zeh mefer biyom shama. They can be mefer the day they heard. Listen to this. Uki'ilu nadra be'es shashama. It's as if she made the neder on this day. Why does he have to say that? Just say, they heard it today, even though she made it a month ago, it makes no difference. The day they heard, the day it counts. But he says, Ki'ilu nadra be'eith sheshama. It's as if she made the neder today. Because today's the day they heard. Shenemar b'yom shamo, lo b'yom nadra. The day you hear, not the day you make it. So some try to say, maybe he's giving more of a reason, not just gzeres hakasav, stam, it's a chok, that the... I don't know if we've ever discussed that.
Whether it was retroactively withdrawn or not, definitely not retroactive.
Right. Right.
You might think that it was retroactive.
No, I think he's just saying that somehow the day you hear and the day you make it are more interconnected than just the stam sechol. That's all I think. Maybe, I don't know why he has to add that line. Okay. Anyway, Rabbi Yossi, I'm sorry. Yesh bedarva lahakul ulahachmir. It could turn out to be a kula or a chumra. And everyone points out, it doesn't mean it's kula and a chumra. It means sometimes you could have more time, sometimes you could have less time. If it's 10 minutes before shkia, you have 10 minutes. If it's 10 minutes after shkia, you have almost 24 hours. Because you have all the whole night and the whole next day. That's all it means that makel and chumra. If you hold it to a 24-hour period, it's always 24 hours. So there's no kula or chumra, there's no longer time or less time, it's always the same. So this line can only be according to the ones who hold it's ad sheteshach and not 24 hours. Ketzad, for example, nadra b'leili Shabbos, if somebody makes a nether, if a woman makes a nether on Friday night, when Shabbos has already begun, tomorrow's daf is all about how you make the nether on Shabbos, how you make for them. Yefer b'leili Shabbos, you can be made for it Friday night, uviyom ha-Shabbos, and going into Shabbos, ad sheteshach, until it gets dark, until Matzah Shabbos. Nadra im chashecha, if she makes it right at shkia on Shabbos afternoon, made for adjelo techshach. It could be made for until you have 10 minutes, right? Right before mincha time, whatever it is, that's the time runs out. Shim shachash chashcha, because if it got dark velo hafer and you didn't do it, and yachal hafer, you blew it. Now, why does the Gemara single out Shabbos of all days? Why not Tuesdays? Four answers. The Ran says to tell you that you could even be made for a neder that has nothing to do with Shabbos. What, a 10 minutes before Shabbos, she makes the neder, she's not going to eat. So it's 10 minutes left, the Shabbos, not a zilzul on Shabbos. He's still allowed to be made for it. Even if she makes the neder on Shabbos about Tuesday, he's still allowed to be made for it. I have nothing to do with Shabbos, that's the Chiddush. That's the Ran. The Rosh says, we all know the rule that the day follows the night, but we know it's the best by Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh, what night is it? We're not sure. It's Wednesday, Tuesday. We always get mixed up. When it comes to Shabbos, nobody gets mixed up. Everybody knows that Friday night comes first, and then comes Shabbos. So to highlight that rule, that the Hafara follows the night, starts at the night and it goes till the next day, the Tana picks Shabbos. The Shami Nadarim says, I would have had a half minute to say that when Shabbos began, the wife made a neder 10 minutes before Shabbos, or let's say even on Shabbos, at Shkia. Let's say she makes a neder that she's not going to, I don't know, eat kugel on Shabbos. So I would think that now that's muksa to her. And since it was muksa ben ashmashos, it's muksa the whole Shabbos. Kamash malon, he can make for the neder and she can eat the kugel. That's the third answer. And the fourth answer is Shabbos, of all days, the fourth answer is by the Yad Shol, who says, I don't know who that is, but he says something great. He says, every day of the week, the day ends at Shkia. Or Tzeis, whatever it is. Shabbos, we have Tosefa Shabbos. It's the only day of the week we have such a thing. So I would think the Neder follows the Tosefas. So if I make Havdalah at 11 o'clock at night, I have till 11 o'clock at night to be made for the Neder. Kamash Mal, no. It says Shetekshach when it gets dark. Just because it's Shabbos, it doesn't change the rules of Nedarim. I thought that was great. Okay.
Well, I guess in the Marshal.
Right. Whether Halachic day or right. So I guess how does that play into that machlokas? Okay, let's figure it out.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Tanya. So okay, you know what? Let's just do a little Gemara and then we'll do the Tanya. Hafaras nedarim kol hayom. You can be made for the neder that day. You have that day. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Omrim, me'eith la'eith. You have a 24-hour period. 24 hours. My time of the Tanakama. What's the reason for the Tanakama? Amar Kra. Because it says in the pasuk, "Biyom Shamo," the day you heard. V'rabbanan my time. What are the rabbanan hold that you have 24 hours? Dichsiv, because it says, "Miyom El Yom," from day to day. Now, ultanakama haksiv miyom El Yom. Doesn't it say also according to them miyom El Yom, which means to imply 24 hours? No, it's rafdi biyom Shamo. If it would have only said biyom Shamo, havamina, I would have thought biyoma in b'leila lo. Only the day, but not the night. Ksiv miyom el yom. Therefore, it says miyom el yom. So over here in the Masifta, they refer you to a Shailas Tshuva's Dovah Meisharim, who is the Chabina Rav, who discusses when do you say that yom is yom, when do you say yom is yom and laila? What are the rules about that? Lulav, it says by yom, only by day you can shake a lulav. But here in the Dharm, also at night, it also says the word yom. So what are the rules? How come sometimes yom is yom and sometimes yom is day and night? So I don't have a Shailas Tshuva's Dovah Meisharim. but I called my good friend Michael Oppenheim, who emailed me the Shaila from the Dover Mesharim, and basically it's very, very tiny, tiny, tiny print, but I thank him anyway, and he actually read through it for me and called me to tell me what it says, and what it says is as follows. If it's, first of all, 2 points. If it's a mitzvah saseh, it's usually just the day. Lulav, tzitzis, all these, lulav, he says by Purim, Yimei Mishta v'Simcha, if someone has a suda's Purim Belayla, he's not Yotze. If it's a mitzvah saseh, it's only the day itself. Here is a lo saseh. If it's a lo saseh, like Shabbos, Shomer is Yom HaShabbos, it's usually 24 hours. That's first of all, he says. Then he says, it also factors into Lashon B'nei, and he quotes 50 cases in the Torah. Nida and Brachit, all unbelievable, goes on and on and on. Purim, and where is it? He quotes Shal Nadarim Daf Ayin Vav the Ibiom Mashma Hav Mina Ba'alma B'yimam In Blei Lo. He quotes Nida Daf Zayin and Brachas Daf Mem Baruch Hashem Yom Yom. Well, we only bless Hashem by day, not by night. So he goes on and on and on. So the second point he says is that maybe that the Torah, when the Torah mentions the word Yom, it only is a reference to the Yom, as a tzivui. But when it's like Lashem B'nei Adam, it could really include the day and the night. You have to figure that out exactly. It's in Simon, it's in Chelek Aleph, Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, where he discusses that. Okay, next. Now, therefore, now, Ulamanda Amar Miyom El Yom, but according to what it says, Miyom El Yom, Maksiyah B'yom Shamo, doesn't it say also B'yom Shamo, which seems to imply that day? Itzrich, this is a little bit of a stretch, hard to figure out what he meant by this, because we don't have that anywhere else. Diksiv miyom el yom. Had it said miyom el yom, havamina, I would have thought michad shabbos lechad shabbos. I would have thought from Sunday to Sunday. I have the whole week to be mefer. Miyom el yom means the whole week. I would have thought that. Therefore, michad shabbos lechad shabbos mefer. Therefore, ksiv biyom shamo. Therefore, it says biyom shamo only that day. Only that day. Fine. Ask to Reki the Eger. Ready for this? What if the wife makes a neder bein hashmashos? What if she makes a neder bein hashmashos? Right? You're sitting there, it's bein hashmashos. Now she makes a neder. Now, it should be a suffix. When you're made for the neder, it's a suffix. Are you made for it the same day as her? We hold a stop at shkia. We hold a stop then. We don't hold the 24 hours. So if she makes a neder bein hashmashos, and you're made for it a minute later, that should be a suffek. It's a suffek if, there's really three options. You both set, the neder was both, you she made the neder by yom, you made for it by yom, that's okay. She made the neder by laila, you made for it by laila, that's also okay. It can't be that she made the neder by laila, and you made for it by yom. It doesn't go backwards. Or, she made the neder by yom, and you made for it by laila. In which case, you missed it. It should be a suffix. So first, Rabbi Akiva Eger says that there's a halacha by Hilchas Nedarim that if you're not yecholes to be made for it in time, it doesn't hurt you. So it says if it's toch kidei dibur and that one split second you blew it, now that's the second that it switched. The day switched, it would not lose out. You would not lose out. He says based on other halachas. He says what if you waited 5 minutes, still during shkia, you're surely in a suffix, right? You waited 5 minutes. You can't even come onto that cooler. So now what? So Rabbi Akiva Eger says the hafar will work. Why? It's a svek svek. What's a svek svek? Suffix number one. Ready for this? Suffix number one. Maybe the hafara was also bayom. Maybe the hafara was also bayom. She made an edder during shkia. When you were made for it, maybe it was the same day. We don't know when the day switched. Even if the hafar was balayla, maybe the neder was also balayla. You hear this? You agree with that?
So she made the neder during
Ben Hashmash. Yeah,
she made the neder during the day.
No, that I don't know about that. That's more complicated.
Isn't it all one topic was whether the neder and the hafar were at the same time?
Right. So according to this logic, listen to this. On Yontif afternoon, during Shkia, I can cook. Why? Svek Sveka. Maybe, I'm going to eat it right away. So maybe it's all happening in the same Zman. Right? Maybe it's all happening in the same, so it's all day. And maybe it's a laila. So either way, I'm safe. It's not hachana. Either way, I'm safe. So kind of, right? Now, when it comes to cooking, the halacha is you can't rely on a sfeika if davar sheyesh lo matirin. So wait till it's for sure over. Then he can cook. And Rabbi Kiva, this is the big chiddush that he says. Rabbi Kiva, that's rule we always hold from. So you can't cook during Ben HaShemashas because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. Wait till Shabbos is over. Wait till Yom Tov is over, and then you don't run into problems. Rabbi Kiva Eger's big chiddush is, which people don't agree with this, is it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin over here. Because you can't compare the hafara of a husband, which could be Bal Karcha, to the matir of a chacham, which has to be with the wife's permission. So you know how you can undo that nether? One of two ways. Either the husband's going to be made for it, or go to a chacham. So to go to a chacham, she has to agree to go. Here, she says, I made this nether because I can't stand you, and I don't want to cook for you. So I specifically did it during Shkia because I'm a lamdonis, right? I know I'm going to ruin it for you. So then what does he have to do? He has to get her to go to a chacham. She's not going to agree to go. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says, it's not a davar sheyesh lo matirin. That's amazing. Yeah, what were you going to say?
During Ben HaShemashas, we don't think of it as a something either day or night, but it has characters of, it's a something and it has characters of...
I know, this is a wild...
Like by the Kamitza,
right.
It's a din something.
It's wild. So by everything else in the world, except for the Darim, has different rules, Shkia, right? So Zalman asks, listen to this one. What if the husband's in one time zone and the wife's in another time zone? So where the husband is, it's Yom. Where the wife is, it's Laila. What would be? So Shlomo Zalman thinks that it goes after the husband.
Biyom Shamo.
Goes after the husband. Right? Okay. The big kasha on today's daf is, Rashi says something in Parashas Matos, which is seemingly goes against the Gemara. Rashi says, right? If the husband's silent, Isha, he's silent. Miyom el yom, which we our Gemara said that means 24 hours. The hakim is kol nedareha, right? In the hakim, what does Rashi say? Miyom el yom. Shelo tomar, don't say may eis la eis, that it means 24 hours. L'kach nemar miyom el yom. L'lamdecha she'ein mefer el ajitech shach. You only have that day. That goes against Agamara. Because Agamara said it goes 24 hours. Right? So some say it's a mistake in Rashi. Rashi, it's a toss. There's no other way to make that work. The Gerari Kvetches, he says no. You could say that what Rashi meant to say was, don't say that it's one ona. Like which we have in other halachas. One 12-hour period. And when he says ajitechshach, he really means 24 hours. That's the only way to get it to that. Okay, let's do two more lines, because they're two great lines. Amar Rav Shir ben Pazi, Amar Rav Shir ben Levi, ein halacha ka'osa zug. The halacha is not like that zug. Which zug? The pair that says it's 24 hours. We don't hold like them. Now we're going to tell you two unrelated stories that have nothing to do with anything. They're about matir, not hafara. Levi sabar lemevet kahay tanoi. Levi wanted a passing like those two. Amale Rav Hachya Mechabibi, my uncle Rav Chia told me, Ein halacha ka'osa zog. The halacha is not like them. Fine. Now, two unrelated stories that have nothing to do with anything. The Ran says they're here because they're about Rav's son. And we just mentioned Rav, so now we mention his son. Chia bar Rav, Shadi Gira Ubadik. Chia bar Rav was playing with bows and arrows. He was shooting bows and arrows while he was being matir somebody's neder. Why? This is, he's taking a stand. There's a machlokas. Can you be matir or neder with a charata or with a... Do you need a Pesach? Pesach is much harder to get. Rav's son held. You don't need a Pesach. You just need a charata. Everybody has charata. I can multitask. I can do something else while I'm being matir this neder because I don't have to do anything. Everyone has charata. It's easy. Same thing. Rabba bar Rav Huna, Yosef Vikam. Rav bar Rav Huna was getting up, sitting down, doing other things. It didn't make a difference because it's so easy to matter. All you need is charata. Everyone has charata. Okay? To show you that they can do other things while they do. The Rosh says no. The girsa is that we do paskin like that zug. We don't. But the girsa that the Rosh had was we do paskin like that zug. And these two stories prove that we paskin like that zug. You know why? 24 hours? Because he took an arrow and he shot it at the wall and made a scratch on the wall. He said, when the sun comes back tomorrow at the same spot on the wall, that's when I have to be made for it. That's my time. And the second one was, he got up and got down. He got up to see where his shadow was. And he said, this is where my shadow is. I have 24 hours to undo this, right? Or to get the husband or the father to undo it, whatever it was. And it's not a case of hatara, it's a case of hafara, and it was just a time to let them know when the time is. But we don't hold like that. We hold it goes only that day. And everybody have a good day. Rabbi Rouser said he will be here tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. But either way, the doc will be here. Everyone have a good day.